From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. One person died Saturday and several more were injured when someone drove a car through a crowd of protesters at a white supremacist rally in the U.S. city of Charlottesville, Virginia. President Donald Trump said he was closely following the events.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides.
The car ramming occurred as people were leaving the area after police deemed the demonstration unlawful when multiple bouts of violence broke out at the rally between demonstrators and counter-protesters. After a long campaign season, Kenyans are returning to normal life following the announcement made Friday evening that President Uhuru Kenyatta had been reelected for a second term. He defeated longtime opposition candidate Raila Odinga. Both celebrations and protests ensued, some lasting into Saturday. Kenyatta asked for people to come together.
I extend a hand of friendship. I extend a hand of cooperation. I extend a hand of partnership, knowing fully well that this country needs all of us pulling together.
Thousands of Venezuelans marched in opposition peacefully Saturday against the government of President Nicolas Maduro. Many of those participating said that they are against U.S. President Donald Trump's talk of potential military option to resolve the country's political crisis. One protester told the Associated Press that she preferred sanctions to military intervention. Be sure to follow VOA on social media platforms for instantaneous updates. This is VOA News.